It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. After 18 seasons here in Phoenix, Charles Bruffy plans to step down from his position as the artistic director of the Grammy Award-winning Phoenix Chorale at the end of the 2017-2018 season. Bruffy holds artistic leadership positions in his hometown of Kansas City with the Kansas City Chorale, Rolling Hills Presbyterian Church, and Kansas City Symphony Chorus. Bruffy says his decision was prompted by his desire to pursue other artistic opportunities in Kansas City and to focus more time there. "I originally agreed to be in Phoenix for one season," he says, "but then one day I turned around and my first season had turned into 18 years. I'm very grateful to everyone in Phoenix that has helped make my home away from home so warm and welcome all these years. I really feel like our singers, patrons, and supporters are one big family." His recordings with the Phoenix Chorale and Kansas City Chorale received a total of 10 Grammy Award nominations and 3 Grammy wins, including the recording of Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, which won for Best Choral Performance in 2016. Some concerts in October will celebrate Bruffy and his accomplishments with the Phoenix Chorale, featuring a Bruffy's Best theme. What makes a good conductor? Rachel Manteuffel for The Washington Post asked that question recently and got an answer from Angel Gil Ordonez, a conductor and co-founder of Post Classical Ensemble, who also teaches at Georgetown University. According to Gil Ordonez, there are a couple of essentials that make a good conductor. One, authority through knowledge. People respect you if you know what you are asking them to do. Number two, you have to be able to convey what you want simply through gestures and communication that goes beyond language. The 59-year-old says that, like any orchestral player, he works with a musical score every day. Studying a score is like reading a book, with the difference being that you have to tell the book to your friends later, so then I have to really learn it, he says. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. This is listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix in HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209DV Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbok.org.